The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news read by Lily Defo. In the headlines, health ministers from ECOWAS sub-region meet in Accra to strategize on Ebola. Market women embark on massive cleanup to rid Accra of filth. President Mahama nominates Dr. Kwesi Boutwe as new chairman of National Development Planning Commission. Boku residents urge to return guns for cash. Burkina Faso spills Bagri Dam tomorrow, and UN Security Council calls for immediate ceasefire in Libya. First, a summary with Naomi Komi.
Health ministers from the sub-region are due to meet in Accra to discuss the growing cases of Ebola. A statement issued by the Ministry of Health said the meeting aims to beef up implementation of strategies to contain the Ebola viral disease in the sub-region. All markets in the Accra metropolis are expected to suspend daily activities today from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. This is to allow the AMA and market women to distill drains and clean the environment. Some of the areas to be cleaned are Makola Shopping Mall, Odoko, Tema and Ashaman Markets. The move is to complement government efforts to curb the spread of cholera. A former finance minister, Dr. Kwesi Boutwe, has been nominated by President John Mahama to take over from the late P.V. Obeng as chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC. Dr. Boutwe was Ghana's longest-serving finance minister. And the UN Security Council has called for immediate ceasefire in Libya. It says there will be sanctions against those involved in the surge in violence there between rival militias.
TBC is mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news now in detail. Health ministers from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, are set to meet in Accra today to tackle the deadly Ebola disease that has claimed more than 1,400 lives since February. The extraordinary meeting was preceded by a two-day meeting of health experts. A statement issued by the Ministry of Health said the meeting is being held under the auspices of the chairman of ECOWAS, President John Dramani Mahama. It aims to beef up implementation of strategies to contain the Ebola viral disease in the sub-region. The statement said expected outcomes of the meeting include update on the Ebola outbreak in the sub-region, review of the implementation of recommendations from the various meetings held on the epidemic, and difficulties encountered at each level of the control of the epidemic. Dan Osman Nguyen is the public relations officer of the Ministry of Health.
The outcome of their meeting is what they are going to deliberate upon with ECOWAS ministers of health. There will be a number of sessions, but at the end of the day, they will come out with a communique and based on their recommendations and what action plans they have for the sub-region. They had a number of tenkas and they were going to meet and draw up the agenda for the 2 days. Then they were going to appoint officers, you know, maybe for each tenka group, that kind of thing. They were working in groups and coming out discussions, group discussions. Then they go back until they come out with their recommendations, which will be discussed together with the health ministers.
Public relations officer of the Ministry of Health, Dan Osman Nguyen. Meanwhile, the AME Zion Church says the Ebola threat in the sub-region should remind people of the continent to unite in tackling Africa's health challenges. The presiding prelate of the Western West Africa Episcopal District of the AME Zion Church, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Lathi, who said this in Accra, noted that the Ebola disease calls for more health consciousness among the people. The Reverend Dr. Lathi was addressing newsmen after he opened the 115th session of the church. The four-day event is being attended by 130 delegates from the Volta and Greater Accra regions. Reverend Dr. Lathi said, as part of the church's support for healthcare delivery, there are measures being put in place to encourage the establishment of health centers within the Western West Africa Episcopal area.
The continent is constantly being ravished. Example now, what's happening with Ebola, and you see of our sisters and others are closing their borders. This is not the time for us to treat this problem individually, the entire continent needs to come together and do something about eradicating disease from this continent. It's not one government's problem. It's everybody's problem. When you think about how this thing is spreading all over the place, no one country can do it. Closing your border wouldn't do it, because if ever there was a time for us to be health conscious, it is now, and what is happening in the region. But even before we had this crisis, we were looking at the possibility of establishing a health clinic in every presiding elder's district. Right now we have the Jenny A. Speaks Health Center in Afancho, Kumasi. That particular hospital have just gone through evaluation, and out of 130 plus Christian health centers, they were third in ranking. By the end of October, the health center will be elevated to that of a hospital.
You had the presiding prelates of Western West Africa Episcopal District of the AME Zion Church, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Latte. The presiding elder of the Agbosome District of the Church, Reverend Gabriel Senanu, in a welcome sermon, asked Ghanaians to back their prayers with action. He noted that spending hours on end at prayer camps is not enough to help the national development course.
If you look around our country and even all over Africa, you realize that we have so many prayer camps, churches, whatever, but you don't see the corresponding development that we expect even as we continue to worship the Lord. It seems as if we are worshiping God, we pray, but things are not changing. But biblically, after prayer, we must take to action. The Lord is ever ready to listen to us when we pray. But that doesn't mean that after prayer, we sit down, we don't take practical actions. So after we have fasted and prayed, we must begin to take action. And as we take action, the Lord himself will empower us to achieve the purpose for which we pray.
Reverend Gabriel Senanu of the Agbosome District of the AME Zion Church. All markets in the Accra metropolis are expected to suspend daily activities today from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. This is to allow the AMA, in collaboration with the market women, to desilt drains, clear choked gutters, and clean the environment. Some of the areas to be cleaned are Makola Shopping Mall, Odoko Otema, and Ashaiman Markets. The move is to complement government's efforts to curb the spread of cholera. We bring you more in the following report.
Filth is the cause of the outbreak of cholera in the country. Greater Accra has recorded over 6,179 cases with 51 deaths. This has necessitated a call on all to maintain proper sanitary practices to curb the spread. The leader of the Millennium Market at Agbogbloshie, Mabel Adadevo, said the activity will help keep markets in the Accra metropolis clean.
So now, all markets in Greater Accra, about to clean up this society, the Jalan,
all market activities in the Greater Accra region will be suspended on Thursday. AMA is working hard, so we, the market women, will also assist them to keep the environment. All is expected to come. Anyone who refuses to come because of the exercise will be sanctioned, not only in Agbogbloshie, but all markets in the region.
That was the leader of the Millennium Market at Agbogbloshie, Mabel Adadevo. The Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Madame Sherry Aite, says the fishing industry, if carefully harnessed, can contribute meaningfully to Ghana's revenue generation. She said export of fish has the potential to expand the country's fish market internationally if regulations on illegal fishing methods are enforced swiftly. Madame Aite said this when she paid a maiden working visit to the Eastern Sector Enforcement Unit headquarters in Tema. A report by Patricia Che.
The visit afforded the minister and her deputy, Benito Kitidia, an opportunity to interact with staff of the department to discuss challenges confronting the enforcement unit. Madame Aite said the law on illegal methods of fishing must be strictly enforced to help Ghana to penetrate fish markets in Western countries.
Create jobs for most Ghanaians, and then also to ensure the stability in the economy, because this is an industry which is well managed. able to support the economic side of our country. And we also want to export our fish to the European market. We want to export our fish to the American market. They are saying that no, if you don't stop using dynamite, if you don't stop using carbon and fishing, then you cannot come and sell your fish to us because we cannot certify them as fish. So we want to see what is going on in the enforcement unit. We want to look at the latest technology that we have put in place. That means that any vessel within our territorial waters, we should be able to track them.
The National Coordinator of the Fisheries Unit, Captain Emmanuel Ayesu Kwafu, said the unit is discharging its obligations to ensure that perpetrators are arrested and appropriately sanctioned.
No vessel, no trawler shall go to sea without a monitoring device. So at our operations room here at Kema, we are monitoring trawlers. Vessels, we go to sea. Ghana Navy ships, we go to sea. Also inspect. Make sure that every vessel has a monitoring device. The vessel is licensed. You are using the right type of net. You are catching the right type of fish. Your crew composition is up to date. In fact, you are observing the whole setting of laws, which is contained in Act 625. The inshore vessels, we use both ships and boats. We go out to inspect their licenses, to inspect their nets. And for the canoes also, we make sure that they don't engage in live fishing and they don't use carbide, they don't use all these dangerous substances. In addition, we conduct patrols along the coast from Aflao in the east to Newtown in the west. And our operations are secret and we move from landing site to landing site. It is random. We have the two teams established at Tema. And also, secondly,
the Tema Director of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Samuel Kwarte, appealed to the minister to assist the department in enforcing the fisheries law.
Patricia Chase reports from Tema. Donations have started pouring in towards this year's edition of the National Farmers Day, which is scheduled to take place in December in the Western Region. Qualiplast Limited is the first corporate organization to donate towards the program. Items donated were worth 11,000 cedis and include dustbins, water cans and multi-purpose crates. The Marketing and Corporate Communications Manager of Qualiplast Limited, Delia Akri, said the donation is a way of promoting Made in Ghana goods. She said the company will continue to donate towards the National Farmers Day celebrations every year.
On behalf of the Qualiplast team and on the occasion of the 30th National Farmers Day celebration, we are pleased to donate some plastic products proudly produced locally here in Ghana, such as chicken fountains, multi-purpose crates, coolers, waste bins, among many other products. We've always been part of the Farmers Day celebration to say Aiku to our farmers and fishers. In support of the theme of this year's Farmers Day celebration, Eat What We Grow, we also encourage all of us to patronize our Made in Ghana goods, to help grow our economy and to build our homeland, Ghana.
Receiving the items, the Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Yakubu Al-Hassan, was grateful to Qualiplast for being the first to donate. He noted that the donations made by corporate organizations have always helped in sustaining the National Farmers Day program. He gave the assurance that the donations will be given to deserving farmers.
Farmers and fishers of this country toil by the day to make your business run or the required raw materials at all times. And so it shouldn't be too much if you are called upon to make a donation to support a cause that will reward the very farmers and fishers so that they can be motivated to do more to support the agricultural industry. In addition to the farmers day taking place in the Western region and in Sokoto also district specifically, the theme for this year's celebration is Eat What We Grow.
Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Yakubu Al-Hassan. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Health ministers from ECOWAS sub-region meet in Accra to strategize on Ebola. Market women embark on massive cleanup to rid Accra of filth. President Mahama nominates Dr. Kwesi Botchwe as new chairman of National Development Planning Commission. Boku residents urge to return guns for cash. Burkina Faso spills Bagri Dam tomorrow, and UN Security Council calls for immediate ceasefire in Libya.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Former Finance Minister Dr. Kwesi Boakye has been nominated by President Mahama to take over from the late P.V. Obeng as chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC. Dr. Boakye, who is Ghana's longest-serving finance minister, was a PNDC secretary for finance and became Minister of Finance and Economic Planning following the transition to constitutional rule in 1992. He is currently the board chairman of the Ghana National Gas Company. In a related development, President John Mahama has appointed Dr. Nee Moy Thompson as acting Director General of the NDPC. Until his appointment, Dr. Thompson was an economic advisor to the president. And staying with nominations, President Mahama has submitted to the Council of State two new ambassadorial nominees, Dr. Sule Gariba and Kwesi Ahoy. Dr. Gariba, a senior policy coordinator at the Office of the President, will be heading to Canada, while Mr. Ahoy, a former Minister of State, will be Ghana's High Commissioner to South Africa when approved. The Ghana Statistical Service has, in a rejoinder, refuted allegations by a former Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, indicating that inflation figures and other statistical releases by the GSSS are manipulated. The government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyaku, at a media briefing in Accra to announce the producer price inflation, noted that inflation figures are not cooked. Dr. Nyaku further stressed that the GSS uses internationally acceptable standards to compute the figures. She added that the allegations by Dr. Baumia are unfounded and misleading. Dr. Nyaku first explains what goes into the calculation on the inflation rate.
We are saying that inflation figures are not cooked. Inflation is a sustained increase in the general price level of goods and services in an economy over a period of time. When the general price level rises, each unit of currency buys fewer goods and services than it previously could. Consequently, inflation reflects a reduction in the purchasing power of a given currency, a loss of real value in the medium of exchange and unit of account within the economy, all other things being equal. Inflation rate is a measure of how general price levels change over time. Inflation is not determined by the exchange rate and fuel prices alone, since there are other factors which influence the rate of inflation. Inflation rate is calculated to depict changes in the prices of items in all parts of the country, both rural and urban, taking into account the proportionate share of each item.
Dr. Nyaku also noted that Dr. Baumia did not use the right approach to calculate the figures that he churned out.
We should also note that inflation does not depict pure price change only, but also the effects of the relative weight of the item. This is very important, and the rates are computed as such. In this sense, not all price increases may be inflationary, especially when quality changes are taken into account. It is possible that Dr. Baumia did not take account of the base drift effect on inflation rates in his article. It should be noted that the base drift effect tends to reflect a lower rate of change because of the division of the current index by a higher base number. The annual inflation rate for January 2013 was 10.1%, and that for July 2013 was 11.8%. Admittedly, the inflation rate for July 2013 is higher than that for January 2013.
Government statistician Dr. Philomena Nyaku. Government is today meeting the leadership of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, to chart a roadmap towards finding a lasting solution to the impasse between them. This follows the successful conclusion of a similar meeting with the leadership of COTAC on Tuesday, which led to the calling off of a three-month-old strike embarked upon by the association. UTAC is on strike over the non-payment of the book and research allowance to its members. There is relative calm in Boku as the Ministry of the Interior and the Regional Security Council are working to ensure lasting peace between the Mampuses and Kusasas. According to the Minister Mark Oyongo, his recent visit to assess the situation on the ground was successful. He said the two ethnic groups have welcomed a roadmap to help resolve the conflict. speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Wayongo said their next action is to give incentives to people to hand over their weapons.
I think that we have attained some amount of success because I was at the Bokuna Abbas Palace and I made a passionate appeal to him to help us find peace. Fortunately, he himself tells me he is committed to the peace process and that he will continue to work for peace. Democracy side, I met them, quite a very good attendance, and I made a passionate appeal, especially to the youth, to allow the elders of democracy to go back to the
Minister of the Interior, Mark Wayongo. The Municipal Chief Executive for Boku, Isahaku Bukari, said the municipality will ensure that the perpetrators are brought to book. The National Disaster Management Organization has cautioned residents in the catchment area of the White Volta that the spillage of the Bagri Dam in Burkina Faso will start tomorrow. The National Coordinator, Kofi Potrafi, said the water in the dam will be spilled because it is at a critical level. Areas that would be affected include the northern, upper, east, eastern and the Volta regions. Mr. Potrafi said NADMO has put measures in place to control the spillage, but cautioned people, especially children, in those areas to be careful during that period. The British Council has presented certificates of merit and bid farewell to three people who were chosen out of 1,000 applicants for the Chivalent UK Government Scholarships. The Chivalent Scholarships assist in the development of talented individuals around the world and creates a network of decision makers. The British High Commissioner, Joan Benjamin, said the scheme seeks to increase the number of scholarships in future. A report by Naomi Komi and Aisha Mahmood.
The Chivalent Scholarships Program began in 1983 and has developed into a prestigious international scholarship scheme that is funded by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in partnership with some private organizations in the UK. The British High Commissioner, John Benjamin, said the scholarship program is fully funded and given to outstanding individuals with leadership skills and potential from around the world to study for 1 year at a master's degree level in the UK.
The Chivalent Scholarships are 30 years old this year, and during that period over 40,000 people from 150 countries around the world have studied mostly at master's level for a year in the UK. And bearing in mind that this program does not extend either to the US or the rest of the European Union, in fact, therefore we've had representatives from virtually every country. From Ghana, we've had about 200 recipients of Achieving Scholarship study in the UK, again, mostly for 1 year to do a master's. We have three new scholars going this year. We hope to increase that markedly, see if they are willing to co-fund other scholarships with us, with a tremendous network of people who have returned to their home countries all around the world and achieved great success.
The Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjetuablakwa, said government recognizes the UK government initiative to help develop the country.
For more than two decades, the Chivalent Scholarship has been offered to citizens across the world. And here in Ghana, we are glad to note that about 200 of our citizens have benefited of our country. So that the Chivalent Scholarship is a high-grade scholarship, the selection process is very competitive, and that each product really come back to help our society is not in doubt. And we would want to commend the British government for this continual support. The program is going to offer conflict resolution.
Deputy Minister for Education, Samuel Okudjetuablakwa, ending that report by Naomi Kwame and Aisha Mahmood. The Chief Justice, Georgina Theodora Wood, GBC's former Director of Television, Mike Amonkwafo, and five other dignitaries had received the Global Excellence Award at the Second International Pastors and Ministers Conference in Accra. The award is in recognition of the selfless and outstanding leadership of the personalities. The Deputy Judicial Secretary, Samuel Bwachi Yadrom, said in spite of the judiciary's mandate to give judgment without fear or favor, it is always criticized. He asked Ghanaians not to speak ill of the judiciary, but bear in mind that there are always two sides to an issue. He lauded IPMC for recognizing the works of the award winners. The former director of television of the GBC, Mike Amonkwafo, was grateful to his production team for working together to bring him this honor.
to take that award in all humility, acknowledge the fact that the work has been done by a team which I have led. If the media can throw its weight behind the effort to propagate the gospel, I believe that the country will also benefit, because when people have a fear of God, and so they become more abiding citizens, and then there's progress.
Former Director of Television of the GBC, Mike Amonkwafo. A ban has been placed on the firing of musketry during the celebration of this year's Ojira Festival. The move is to eliminate the loss of lives which comes about through the act. The Kwapemhene Osiadieyo Adodankwa announced this at a meeting with the Eastern Regional Minister in Siako Setre at Akropong. Nana Adodankwa noted that the traditional council cannot sit unconcerned to allow loss of lives and other indecent acts to tarnish the beauty of the Ojira Festival. We bring you a news desk report.
Osiadieyo Adodankwa said the festival is a glamorous one which brings people from all walks of life to witness the rich culture of Ekwiapim, and calls for the need to ensure sanity and protection of lives. Citing a recent incident at Chebi as an example, he said an inquest lost his life during a funeral through firing of musketry, adding that it is high time the act is stopped. Osiadieyo Adodankwa stated alcoholism, prostitution and other immoral activities will also be a thing of the past. He asked the regional minister to enhance security during the festival to ensure rule of law is adhered to. Eastern Regional Minister Njubwe Siakun Setre emphasized the need for peace in the development of every society and commended the chiefs for living in harmony after the peace treaty. He assured the chiefs of his preparedness to liaise with the Regional Security Council to enhance peace during the festival.
That was the Newsdex report. In international news, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Libya and sanctions against those involved in the surge in violence there between rival militias. Libya's ambassador to the UN called the resolution a milestone and warned of a full-blown civil war. The list of those to face sanctions is yet to be decided. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has demanded an explanation from Russia's President Vladimir Putin amid reports that Russian troops have launched an incursion into southeast Ukraine. Ukraine said Russian forces had crossed the border and were supporting separatist attacks. The U.S. State Department said it suspected a Russian-directed counteroffensive was underway. Russia has repeatedly denied arming or covertly supporting the rebels. So in the news, the main points again. Health ministers from West Africa are due to meet in Accra to discuss the growing cases of Ebola. All markets in the Accra metropolis are expected to suspend daily activities today from 6 a.m. to 12 noon to rid the capital of filth. A former finance minister, Dr. Kwesi Butchery, has been nominated by President John Mahama to take over as chairman of the National Development Planning Commission. Economic advisor to the president, Dr. Ni Moy Thompson, has also been appointed as acting director general of the NDPC. Burkina Faso will start spilling excessive water from the Bagri Dam tomorrow. To this effect, residents along the White Volta are being asked to leave the area. Meanwhile, the national coordinator of NADMO, Kofi Potofi, says they have put in place measures to control the spillage, but cautioned people in the catchment areas to be careful during that period. And the UN Security Council has called for immediate ceasefire in Libya. It says there will be sanctions against those involved in the surge in violence between rival militias. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.